This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. And before we dive into all the fantasy conversation, let's get a word from Coach Gruden. Again, my thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I record this particular podcast just in advance of the Sunday night kickoff between Oakland and Miami, and obviously in advance of the Monday night kickoff of Packers and Lions, as I want to give you a recap of everything that happened in the Sunday afternoon and late afternoon slash early evening games in this particular podcast. As always, if there's something from the Sunday night game that you need reviewed that's unique to you, if there's something you need previewed for the Monday night game, you can email me your unique questions. Starting lineup questions, whether a player is worth rostering, whether a player is worth cutting, whether a player is worth picking up, trade offers, daily fantasy questions, send them to me via email. You will get a response. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. My approach to this particular podcast, reviewing everything that took place in the Sunday 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock games, is simply to spotlight those that produced beyond expectations, whether it was just modestly or significantly, and those that fell short of expectations and projections. So let's start with those that exceeded expectations in terms of their production. For fantasy points on Sunday in the 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock games, in no particular order. Doug Baldwin with the late touchdown as Seattle took the lead against the Redskins, bumped up his overall number to one beyond expectations. Ted Ginn, I've been talking about Ted Ginn now for almost 2 years. He's in a great situation in New Orleans. Fantasy analysts continue to wonder how Ginn puts up the numbers he does with so few targets, but he just does. He's in the right offense to make it happen, and he had a great matchup against the Buccaneers, who we told you a week ago were done. Adrian Peterson, so now two up games for Peterson, one down game for Peterson since coming over from New Orleans, and a second up game for Peterson with Drew Stanton as quarterback, although I guess it's a push considering how bad the Niners are overall. Alvin Kamara. I haven't used Kamara, I don't think, in a game all year yet. I might have used him once. He is an invaluable guy on my bench. He's been a wonderful player in DFS, and he put up a huge number in the game against Tampa Bay, especially when the Bucs just decided, we don't want to tackle him near the end of the first half. Alshon Jeffrey had the big game for the Eagle pass catchers. With Zach Ertz out, it was Jeffrey, and pretty specifically Jeffrey. It wasn't like there was another pass catcher like Smith or Aguilar who got their share. Jeffrey exploded in the game against the Denver Broncos, even in a tough matchup. Aqib Talib bit on a triple, a triple run pass option play when he went after Carson Wentz, when Wentz kept the ball rather than handing it off. Big game for Alshon Jeffrey in the high-octane Eagles offense. Todd Gurley has another up game. His games that are up are hugely productive. And he's been wonderful for those of you that took the chance on drafting him high in your season-long leagues. Carson Wentz continues to produce big points for a winning team in the Philadelphia Eagles, exceeding expectations. Jared Goff, I question whether or not he would be a good quarterback streaming option. I went this week with my quarterback, Tom Brady, on bye. I have no complaints with Tyrod Taylor. But Jared Goff was also a good streaming option for those of you in a similar situation on bye week. DeAndre Hopkins was the one guy who did produce in the absence of Deshaun Watson. The target volume was still there, and he made the most of it and was productive. The same can't be said for for other Texans, and they lost the game. Evan Engram, we've been talking about him, and even Patrick Doherty had Engram as a number three tight end this week, and that even bumps up once Ertz was inactive on coach's decision. Engram came through. So Evan Engram comes through in a huge loss for the Giants at home against the Rams going cross-country. But Engram, someone who's still available in a lot of leagues for a great daily play going forward. Joe Mixon, not much in yardage, but he got in the end zone. And that paid off for Joe Mixon owners who've been looking for something. Cam Newton had a good game. Not a great game, but a good game, and a lot of it was because of his legs, which Newton owners over the years know that's what separates him from the rest of the pack in quarterbacks. Russell Wilson, despite 2 points being on the board for a majority of that game against the Seahawks, Wilson, even though the Seahawks lost the game and it was a relatively low-scoring game, Wilson still puts up big fantasy numbers. Not as big as last week, but it's still why Wilson is one of the top five fantasy quarterbacks. Buck Allen, sort of an obscure play, maybe a good daily bargain, someone you had to play because you had a running back on a bye week. Buck Allen paid off this week. T.Y. Hilton, rare he explodes on the road, but Houston obviously in a weird spot with the midweek Deshaun or the late week Deshaun Watson non-contact injury, and T.Y. Hilton had a huge game and high volume. Dak Prescott with a rushing touchdown and the Cowboys' victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. Prescott productive through the air. It was more Terrence Williams and Cole Beasley than it was Dez Bryant, who was injured at the end of the game. Christian McCaffrey was a beneficiary of where did the targets go without Kelvin Benjamin. Devin Funchess produced at about the expected level, but it was McCaffrey who got the higher fantasy number. Demaryius Thomas, even with Brock Osweiler, still a good number above the projections for Demaryius Thomas, and Travis Kelce once again showing why he's one of the top two, three tight ends in fantasy football, even a loss to the Dallas Cowboys. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Go boneless, 10 boneless wings shaken in one of Hooters' signature sauces with a side of fries for only $9.99 all day, every day. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. And also the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is teed up at the Eagles Golf Club. The Eagles Golf Club, the host of the most recent Todd Wright Tour event, it's Todd Wright Tour XII. My thanks again to Brian Richter, Whitney Wineglass, Courtney Fox, Dwayne, and everybody in the kitchen, bar, dining staff for what they did for my 27 teams that played in this event. I would encourage you to get out, enjoy this good weather, play some golf at the Eagles Golf Club, morning or afternoon, forest course or lakes course. This is a semi-private 36-hole championship layout in a gated community. They will make you feel at home. You will not feel out of place not being a member, and the rates are still extremely reasonable if you get on it now. The Eagles Golf Club, call 813-920-6681 or log on to eaglesgolf.com. The players who didn't produce and came in below the numerical projections for the Sunday afternoon, early afternoon, and late afternoon games. Will Fuller, that's not a surprise, although Hopkins still produced. Fuller did not without Deshaun Watson. Andy Dalton, one of the worst quarterback performances of the afternoon games on Sunday. Kareem Hunt, another game. This was more of a game for Kareem Hunt against the Dallas Cowboys. Another down game for Devontae Freeman as the Falcons continue to tread water. Because Dalton had a bad game, A.J. Green had a horrendous game, around or below 1 point in non-PPR leagues. Cameron Brate, same thing, same low number. The Bucs really across the board. Mike Evans, Doug Martin as well. as the Bucks have been. If you can be as bad on the road this season as the Niners and Browns, or maybe worse, the Bucks have been. Julio Jones, even though his number was around projections, those of you who are Julio Jones owners know about the drop touchdown. It might have cost the Falcons the game, and it might have cost you in fantasy football, and you expect more from the wide receiver who probably went second overall in your league behind Antonio Brown. And after the game, you know, Matt Ryan, these guys still living in this dreamland that, we've gotten over losing a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. Matt Ryan actually said about Julio Jones, he makes that play 100 out of 100 times. Hey, Matt, he didn't make it. So he doesn't make it 100 out of 100 times. It just shows how delusional right now the Atlanta Falcons are. They've been lost ever since they blew that lead in the Super Bowl and during it. Leonard Fournette, this is why many of you need to pay attention in the hours leading up to the 1 o'clock kickoffs. And, you know, if you weren't, I own Zach Ertz. I had to be paying attention to get Ertz out of my lineup and get someone else in there. Ertz is zero. I'm sure some of you were surprised once you found, wait a minute, what do you mean Fournette's not playing? Late word that he missed, a meeting or a treatment session, something to that effect. Jaguars still won the game, but if you didn't get Fournette out of your lineup, or maybe you didn't have much of an option to replace him with the bye week situation. Already mentioned Zach Ertz. That was more of a coach's decision. Might have been one of those where they just, I don't know, I haven't really looked at this closely looking ahead for the Eagles, but might have been, hey, let's not push it. Take the week off. Let's not make it any worse than it already is. LeGarrette Blount, with Corey Clement having a huge game, two of the bigger running back fantasy games were Clement and Kamara. And then if you factor in Matt Forte on Thursday night, shows how three of the bigger fantasy running back numbers were probably players that didn't even start this week or aren't even on fantasy rosters in some cases. LeGarrette Blount was down. Ajayi did get in and finally got in the end zone on his fifth carry in Philadelphia. C.J. Anderson, next to nothing in Denver. Booker getting more snaps. I went down this road last year as a Booker owner. I don't get it, but Denver is desperate. They're trying anything. DeMarco Murray, bad game for him. If you are a DeMarco Murray owner at this point, I don't blame you for being frustrated. It's not like Murray is losing the number one job. It's not like Derrick Henry had a huge game or exceeded expectations, but Murray's just not giving you what you drafted him to do. Not much for Chris Thompson in the game against Seattle in terms of his normal, him and McCaffrey, two of the best running backs in terms of catching balls out of the backfield, yards after the catch, PPR numbers, etc. Just because it was such a bad game for him, Blair Walsh might be out of work again with his bad performance in the Seahawks' loss to the Washington Redskins. Kirk Cousins, even though he made a throw late to Josh Dobson, Andy Dalton was really bad this week. Kirk Cousins was nearly as bad in terms of fantasy production. For those of you that have been expecting the Colts to turn the page to Marlon Mack, he was not worth playing this week. Mack barely did anything for the Colts, even though they won against the Texans. And despite the Saints putting themselves in a position to potentially win that NFC South, it's going to be either them or the Carolina Panthers in all likelihood, another sort of and below expectation game for the clear Saints number one wide receiver. The fantasy points are going to Mark Ingram, they're going to Kamara, they're going to Ted Ginn. And maybe Thomas just not able to handle that number one coverage, or Drew Brees just feeling that he's got better options with these other guys than Michael Thomas. I'm still a big believer in Michael Thomas. This is just part of the growing pains of becoming a true number one wide receiver in the National Football League. But Thomas's production down again this week. Again, for your unique fantasy questions as it relates to anything we didn't cover here on the podcast, you can always email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com and you will get a personal response. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. My thanks to Hooters and the Eagles Golf Club for their sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I'll look for your emails this week, and we'll have another podcast ready to go on Friday.